Welcome, everybody, to another episode of OTR's Vantage Point. I am your host, Mark Kelly. Wherever you are, thank you for making us part of your day. On the back end of this head cold, not letting it slow us down, Rick and I have been creating a ton of content. If you're interested in seeing any of that exclusive content, including training tips, vlogs, go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/ontherangepodcast. It's a lot of fun, a lot of solid no BS training, and a lot of interaction with Rick and I. So go check that out. If you're new to the Vantage Point, make sure you go back and check out all the episodes. Check out Rick's Warhog Words of Wisdom, and of course, our flagship On the Range podcast with Warhog Tactical and Kelly Defense, wildly popular in the top 2.5% globally in popularity. Couldn't have done it without all of our listeners. No matter what platform you're on, if you're listening to the show audibly, give us a 5-star rating, interact with the page, give us a comment. If you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or LinkedIn, make sure you interact with those pages, give us a follow, hit a notification bell, and smash those like buttons. Really appreciate it. Let's hit this algorithm in the mouth. Let's talk football. Georgia-Alabama this week, great competitive game, low scoring up until the last quarter. Georgia is your national champion. A lot of field goals, a couple of turnovers, then Georgia opened up the floodgates. Started scoring. What a great story. Stetson Bennett, a former walk-on at Georgia, ended up transferring, went to a small school, get some reps in, get some experience, came back this whole season, and just playing fantastic. Lost the SEC, wasn't happy about that, but came back and won the championship. What a great story. Typically, you need a top recruit, a Joe Burrow, a Tua, Jalen Hurst, but no. This guy's a walk-on. You know, this was basically a Goliath versus Goliath. These are two great teams. Maybe that explains what we're going to talk about next, and that's the worst viewership for this game, the championship game, since 2005. Now, maybe that is because it was a Goliath versus Goliath. This wasn't a small or a unexpected team in there. These were the two best teams throughout the season and ended up in the championship game. Maybe if Michigan was in there or UC, maybe it would have changed the viewership. I'm for certain it would have. It wasn't very highly viewed. That could be because there's people finding other ways to watch the game streaming, but not a great turnout. But it was a good game. It was a lot of fun to watch. But the SEC has been dominating, too. Some people are starting to find that boring. I can see why. I would have loved to see Michigan in there, even though it would not have been as competitive. But I think the SEC has six teams that have won, six separate teams just in their conference, multiple different times, of course, with Alabama and some of the other ones. And I think just a few other teams. Maybe Texas, of course, Ohio State from other conferences. But SEC's been dominant. You know, people are probably getting a little tired of it. But it was a good game, really good game. Hope you guys, if you watched it, you enjoyed it. Tough to be an Alabama fan, but great to be a Georgia fan today. So Alec Baldwin, he's back at it again. Took to social media earlier this week. It's never good when he does that. It never goes well for him. He comes out. He's sitting in his car. He's obviously on his phone. Probably the phone that the authorities want to look at. If he's smart, that'd be long gone by now. But anyway, the best way to honor Elena Hutchins' death is to find out the truth, that's what Alec Baldwin said. And the first thing that came to my mind is, well, why don't you just tell us what happened? You were there. You had the gun in your hand. What's the truth? What's the truth, Mr. Baldwin? Tell us. Now, I know what you guys are saying. He's alluding to the circumstance that led to a live round being in the gun. Okay, fair enough. Several people obviously didn't follow proper safety procedures. That's how this happens. And you were the assistant producer, so we'll see what happens. I don't know. But I think we can all agree the only reason he wasn't locked up or even allowed to leave New Mexico is because of who he is. I don't believe any of us would have gotten that same consideration. No, they'd held us there, and they'd done a search warrant right then and taken everything they wanted from us. Now, of course, they're dealing with the venue problem. He's all the way in Maryland or New Hampshire, wherever the hell he is. And now they're working through that. Now, to be fair to Mr. Baldwin, there's no question. This is a criminal investigation. The police were probably going to get a search warrant anyway. You wouldn't want anything as valuable as information that could come off of that phone to be suppressed. I think I would ask for a warrant too. I think most people would. But to go on social media and act as if you don't know what the hell's going on and you're cooperating, it's not a good look. He needs to fire his PR guy immediately. I took to Twitter and said that. Whoever is allowing this, and maybe they're not, whoever is allowing this is doing the Baldwins a grave injustice. He also sounded a little nutty with his right-wing rhetoric. He said, if people believe that I'm not cooperating, that's just January 6th right-wing hate, whatever the heck that means. What does January 6th have to do with you on a movie set shooting accidentally Elaina Hutchins? What's that got to do with it? Nothing. Now, the armorer who was hired by the production, Hannah Gutierrez, has filed her own lawsuit this week, mainly naming the prop house, indicating that ammunition that shouldn't have been there was mixed in with the ammunition that she ordered, which was not live. So we'll see how that's all shaken out. I do know that Mr. Baldwin's named in that as well. In what way, I don't know. I didn't read the whole thing, just some of the snippets. But yeah, it's starting to heat up. She had to get out in front of this somehow. I'm actually surprised it took this long. But I'll keep you posted. Interesting story and a terrible, terrible tragedy. Well, the Golden Globes were canceled, essentially. They didn't air, broadcast, or even streamed. Now, the ratings have been terrible. Basically, you know, it's elitists getting up there, giving themselves awards, and then doing these long acceptance speeches by, you know, virtue signaling the whole time. So it doesn't surprise me that the ratings are terrible. Now, the Daily Wire covered this, and they had the Ricky Gervais connection in the article. I think Mr. Gervais is one of the main reasons why the ratings tanked even further than they were. You know how those Golden Globes and the Oscars anymore, they're boring. I remember when I was a kid, and you'd sit around and you'd wait for Tom Hanks to win because Forrest Gump was such a great film and he did such a great job, and you're hoping that he wins, and they announce the winner, and it's just a big deal. It's not like that anymore. It's basically these guys, just these elitist celebrities, just patting each other on the back. It's boring. People fall asleep. But I do believe that Mr. Gervais is a big piece of why it even tanked even more dramatically in spectacular fashion, was his famous monologue when he was the host and just roasted the entire spectacle. If you haven't checked that out, it's on YouTube somewhere. Go find it. Unbelievably funny and true. And I think people are just done. And that really helped them realize that this is absolutely ridiculous. These guys fly around on their jets and criticize me for being terrible stewards of the earth and not lowering my footprint when they're burning up more jet fuel than I'll ever burn. People just got tired of it. Like I said, the Golden Globes weren't even broadcast or even streamed. How easy? I do streams. Rick and I do. You don't need anybody. It doesn't cost anything. Now, there would be some production costs in there, but can you imagine that? Not even streaming it? Now, they stated that the reason was there was some kind of controversy, that there wasn't enough diversity in the show. Now, they've been saying that the last couple years. My problem is, you are the ones making the movies. You are the ones selecting the movies to be considered for award. Just do it. Pick the ones you want. It's not like you care what the viewers like and dislike when you put out these movies. Because if we don't like it or a consumer doesn't like it, you just call them bigots. Just pick what you want. It doesn't make any difference. Now, do I think that the Golden Globes and all these award shows are going away? Probably not. People will say that it's just a losing proposition monetarily, but it doesn't matter. These guys have all the money in the world. They love patting themselves on the back. I don't think they're going anywhere. I don't think anybody's going to watch them, but I don't think they're going anywhere. But very interesting. Really shocked that they didn't even stream it or broadcast it or record it and do something. Very interesting. I didn't hear any of those rumors about the lack of diversity, seen any articles about that, but I'll keep you posted. I like talking about entertainment, and I just haven't seen it. Now, staying on this celebrity elitist thing, I'm sure many of you have heard, especially tennis fans, that Howard Stern is demanding for Djokovic, I know I'm butchering his name, to be thrown out of tennis. Had that whole issue in Australia where he was, I believe he was detained. Took it to the courts and won his exemption, basically saying that, hey, he believes this is a personal choice. Everybody has a personal choice. Well, Howard isn't having it. Howard Stern is battling and just throwing hissy fits all over the air. You know, which is weird because back in the day, he was doing his comedy. He was the man fighting management, doing what he wants, despite what they were trying to, you know, push him into a certain hole. Man of the people kind of radio host. I think had a very big part of saving radio back in the day, in the early 90s. Had his movie, wildly successful. And now, he's just totally bought in. He has completely believed everything that anybody has ever said about COVID. Now, that's his right. And he has a right to be concerned. And I'm not making light of him being afraid. But now he thinks everyone should be because he is. Let's face it. He hides in his basement. He gets everything brought to him. He's got a truckload of money, $400, $500 million, something crazy from Sirius. And it's all brought to him. He don't have to mingle with the common folks anymore. And do you think he does? I don't think so. It's just, it's sad to see. It's not, he's not the only one that's fell victim to this. When they start to get older, these celebrities, they're hanging around other celebrities and elitists. They are handed a fortune. They stop hanging with folks that he used to hang with when he was coming up, when he was really talented. Still very talented, but when he was really killing it on the airwaves. But he's not hanging out with anybody. You don't have to, I don't know why he's worried. I'm sure he's triple vaccinated. And he's not hanging around with anybody. But he's hung around a long time, and now he's just so out of touch, and he's so rich. He just can't see it anymore. And he's just not the same person. And I guess it kind of happens to all of us. Just most of us aren't handed everything in the world and being told how great we are all the time and how everybody else is terrible. Tell me what you think about this take, guys, these several takes. Leave me a comment below. Interact with the page. Don't forget to go to kellydefense.com and warhog.com. Subscribe, sign up for the newsletters, check out our training calendars. And also, don't forget to go back and listen and watch all of the OTR Universe shows. Let us know what you think. Give us a comment. Give us a like. And go out there and crush the day. Take care, guys.